And Focus continues on News Radio KMAN here on a Wednesday morning. And our next guest is Ryan Courtright. He's Assistant Chief Risk Reduction with the Manhattan Fire Department. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks for having me.
You bet. A lot of stuff going on with the Manhattan Fire Department here lately, and some good news to start our show off with. I understand you guys are back to full staff for the first time in 2 years.
Yeah, we in our plan review and building inspection positions, we've had vacancies. Some of that obviously driven by some of the concerns with COVID and some hiring freezes. But we're finally back up to full staffing in those two disciplines for the first time since the fall of 19. So our staff have done a great job of filling the gaps. But I'm very pleased to announce that we're at full staffing in those disciplines. We do still have a couple of vacancies in our property maintenance portion of our division, and the hiring process for those is underway right now. So we're getting there. It's going to take some time, but happy to see some new folks on board and be able to serve the people in the community. So
very good. You guys have navigated well through that, and it shows the strength of the Manhattan Fire Department. And as far as COVID's concerned, you guys haven't really had too many concerns there, it doesn't look like.
No, we've actually been able to, our continuity of operations has been, really hasn't been disrupted much at all with the pandemic. We had to make some adjustments and the office remains closed to the public, but we were able to do most of our work remotely from the job sites and people just working remotely from home for a portion of the pandemic. So all in all, it we weathered the storm pretty well and things are looking good. So,
I know there was and we report on it yesterday, and then we pulled the story because it got rescheduled. I guess there was some training scheduled for Washington Marlatt Park here with some of the fire department. And do you have any information on that? I forgot to talk to you about that beforehand, but that's rescheduled for next week, as I understand.
Yeah. Honestly, Brandon, all I can tell you is I got the same email that said it was pushed to next week, so I'm not really sure what the story behind that is.
Okay, very good. Well, I know there's a lot of other things going on here, and we're going to talk about some construction. Boy, we talk about all the road construction going on. There's a lot of things going up too, whether it's residential or commercial construction.
Yeah, in between the building construction, the road construction, there's a lot going on in the community right now. We continue to see strong construction numbers. March kind of kept pace with what we've been seeing the first quarter. And we issued 32 building permits in March. We actually had over 50 applications come in March. So still seeing a steady workflow coming in the door. The valuation total that we issued for permits in March was just shy of $13 million. And we actually permitted 10 new single family homes in Manhattan in the month of March. So numbers staying strong. To date, that first quarter, we're actually just slightly up building permit numbers from last year. Our valuation is actually down from last year, but that's mostly due in part to some very large projects that were permitted in 2020, in the first part of 2020. But our new single family starts are up this year. And just kind of as a side note, the permanent inspections that we do per the agreement in the Blue Township Sewer District, that area is still booming. We've issued 24 new homes out in that area yet this year. So those numbers are up significantly from last year. So things are still moving along. A lot of things going on in town, and we're happy to see that.
Yes, indeed. A lot of good stuff going on. We've got a phone call, Ryan. We're going to get to him next. Robert, you're on In Focus with Ryan Courtright. Go ahead.
Be sure and thank your firemen for their efforts. 10 years ago, the neighbor's house caught fire, and all there was between my picture window and the fire next door was the back of a fireman with a hose. It sure made a difference in our life. And now, we had fires out Sunday out north of town, and standing there in Randolph watching the tanker truck come roaring in there, lights flashing and the siren going, and pulled up to the fire hydrant, and a 55-60-year-old man by himself jumped out and grabbed the hose and railed it out to the fire hydrant. And I felt guilty standing there with an ice cream cone. He filled that tank up so fast and was roaring out of there, the sirens, and to the next fire, and I hadn't even gotten a brain freeze yet. But to see the fire I was at the Randolph at the parking lot to watch that fire, to watch it move across the homestead or eat a fire truck or whatever happened. The flames were as big as two buses, school buses, and then the black smoke clear up in the air. And without our volunteers, that tanker truck would have just sat in the firehouse empty. Thank you guys so much.
Appreciate the kind words. It's grass fire season is upon us, and it poses its own challenges. Here in the city limits, we do have some areas up around Colbert Hills and stuff where we have had some large grass fires in previous years, and the fires up north in the county crews have been handling most of that, but we do get called out occasionally for some mutual aid. So certainly a busy time of year for that.
Yeah, it certainly is. Well, and thank you for all of our firefighters, whether it's Manhattan or Riley County, for all the work that they did this week. And getting back to construction here, you know, I live on the west side of town and drive. I go over to West Loop all the time. A lot of progress has been going on in that parking lot. I know we got two new projects getting ready for construction pretty soon.
Yeah, the and I'll kind of just maybe dive into some significant projects that we've got that are under permit right now. And that's probably the best place to start. There's a lot of action going on in West Loop. The old Pizza Hut and the old Commerce Bank building are essentially down. They're cleaning up those sites, preparing for new buildings. We've actually issued the permit for the new Tommy's Car Wash that's going in where the old Commerce Bank building was just torn down. And then the Scooter's Coffee building that's going where the Pizza Hut was should be going out the door here pretty quick as well. So a lot going on there. Certainly probably affecting some of the traffic flow, and appreciate everybody working through that. We've actually got a couple of Casey's stores coming to town. One of them is actually nearing permit over at the corner of Fort Riley Boulevard and 3rd Street. So we should see some construction moving there here in the coming weeks. And then we actually had a pre-development meeting for the Casey's that's going in at Kimball and Tunnel Creek Boulevard. So that one will be following suit here pretty quick. So we have several large projects that are kind of all nearing completion about the same time that were most of the construction occurred last year. The Marriott down by Aggieville, we're approaching a final here in the coming weeks. I know they're drywalling in there, so that project is coming along pretty quick. And the outside of the building, I think, is essentially almost wrapped up as far as the brickwork and that kind of thing. So that one, we should be in a position to issue COs for that building here pretty quick in the coming month or so. New apartment building on North Manhattan at Kearney and North Manhattan is wrapping up as well. So we that building should come online here in the coming weeks as well. The two city gyms, they're moving right along. We've actually done pre-final inspections there. So those projects are moving along pretty smoothly. And as was mentioned in the previous segment, we have a lot of school projects going on right now. We actually just issued the permit for Eugene School here a couple of weeks ago. They mentioned that work had got started. So a lot of projects in the works and ongoing. One other one I'd probably mention, Solheim condos that are up off of Colbert Hills. You can see the framework going up for those buildings. So keeping us busy, a lot coming in the door. And again, I think we're going to see more new projects coming online as the year goes on.
Well, I think you're breaking some news here. We didn't know that there was a second Casey's, so that's news to me here at Kimball and Tuttle Creek Boulevard. I guess that'll go on the southwest corner.
Yes, southwest corner. There's been some discussion about that project for a while, and then like I said, there was finally a pre-development meeting for that project. I don't know what the timeline is on it, to be honest with you, but they're at least getting in, I believe, the development phase of that project. So.
All right. And I understand, I learned this last Friday from Karen Hibbert at the Convention Visitors Bureau, but the Hampton Inn will not be coming back online. And I understand that is going to maybe be demolished.
Yeah, we've actually issued the permit to demolish the building. My understanding is they have no plans of rebuilding. I'm not sure. I've heard any new use for the site. It'll probably just get clean and graded and seeded for now. We'll see if something develops there over the next while. So,
well, that's certainly interesting. And we talked to the city manager, Ron Fear, yesterday about Kimball's going to be closing later this year for about 1 year from between Manhattan Avenue and Denison. I know that'll affect the fire department a little bit. How's that going to impact your response out of your headquarters there?
We do have weekly coordination meetings, typically weekly, sometimes not quite that often, but coordinating with Public Works and the contractors for those road projects to make sure that when the phases come online that we've got alternate routes to take and our crews are aware of those alternate routes so that our response times are affected as minimal as possible. So it takes some coordination, certainly takes everybody being aware of what's going on, but all in all, we're able to work through those and even adjusting some of our first out units if necessary to meet the needs of the community. So,
all right. Well, that'll be an interesting project here later this year, and nice to see all the construction. It's a really neat to see. I think people get excited when they see new commercial construction, certainly the housing construction. That's going to continue to boom here in both Riley and Pottawatomie County, so that's nice to see. Anything else, Ryan?
I just probably put one plug in. The Flint Hills Area Builders Association Home Show is coming up next weekend. The Risk Reduction Office will have a booth at that home show, so just if anybody's out and stops by, we'd love to chat with the folks. So.
All right, very good. Well, looking forward to that. Ryan, thank you so much, and appreciate all the work you do there at the Manhattan Fire Department.
Thanks, Brandon. Thanks for having me.
Stay tuned. We'll have more in focus after this. News Radio KMAN.